Goyim came in. Goyim, Rashi says, Pasoi, the Persians came in, and Shatvin Lishagin Nikamayu. They took away the light from them. So Rashi says, of course, the Pasoim have their day that the only light candles by the base of Avodah Zarah. Otherwise, you don't have any candles. So Kitzur, they took away the light. So that these two Eidim, you believe Eidim, like they have a right to say she was Midrashis. So therefore, you do not have to say before the Nechtim, before the Nechtim.
Because it says, I mean, the Rach is on like this, the Baal Mor and the Rach, that when they say, Kishemim Shabal Nostalhem, when these two Shluchim just say that the husband gave us the get to give over to his wife, they're believed. We believe them what they're saying. Now, once we know that the husband gave him the get to give over to his wife, most probably the husband took care of it to make sure the Chsimah Seidim were done and not forged. Now the question is, maybe the Shtar was forged. Forged means the husband did not really have the get written up, it was just forged. So we believe these two Shluchim that are telling us that the husband really sent them and gave him the get, then we believe that the husband really made up this get, and it's not forged, he got good Eidim.
What happens if the husband
doesn't
give him the get?
That's what we're saying now. Since these two people are Eidim, we believe them. These two people say the husband gave us the get. They're two. We believe Eidim. That's what the Gemara meant to say. If they would come and tell us she's Megareshes, we would believe them. So now that they're coming and telling us that the husband gave us his get, so we believe these two people, the husband gave them the get.
So it's
amigo. Not really amigo. Just amigo that we should believe whatever they're saying. I mean, right, it's not really amigo. They're good Eidim here. So once we believe them that they received the get from the husband, then we understand that the husband was probably wrote up a good get and the Eidim were not forged.
So
in the meantime, what happened was the Goyim came, took away the lights, and so he said, Rabbi Bechana said, Omar Rachmona said back to the Eibishter, Oy betulah the Bar Esav. Either from Yolan, either we're learning Torah, or else betulah the Bar Esav from the Goyim took away our light. Lameimer, you want to tell me now, the Armomoi Malim Pasoi, that the Romans are better than the Persians. They couldn't take the Persians here. They said, take us away from the Persians, rather put us to the Romans. For a time you will learn the Abchiyah says, my disciple wasn't supposed to say, Elakim Haven Barkov, Uyodes Mekoimai. What does that mean? Yodea Kodesh Baruch Hu B'Yisrael. Shein Yechoimim Mekabal Gzeres Aramoim. Hakodesh Baruch Hu knows that Klai Yisrael cannot take the Gzeres of the Romans. Is Omad Higla Oysom Lebovel. Hashem Hagrach Monas Haklai Yisrael put him into Bovel. So you see the Romans are worse? So this is like Asher. This is before the Chavri came to Bavel. Then Bavel was better off than the Romans. But after this nation of Chavri, called Chavri, the Persians, they were the worst. When they came to Bavel, the Persians, they are worse off than the Romans. They gave more tzaras to Klal Yisrael than the Romans did. Then the Mishnah ends off, if one says he saw that it was written, and two of them say it was signed, it's kosher. Omer Rabbi Omer Rabbi Yechanan. Loshon was only learned that Oshaget Yosem Dagas Yad Eid Siva. As the get is coming out from the hands of the one that wrote the get, the wrote up the shtar. Therefore, the Nasa Kishnayim Azir, Kishnayim Azir, is like we have two on this and two on this. Because the Ksav Yod, he's never to say he wrote this get. He wrote it Lishmo. So if he's saying he wrote it, we believe him like two. But if the one that's saying before I nichtav is not the one that really wrote it, he's only an edich chasima, then it's possible. Alma, what do we seek, sober? That shnayim sheviyu getum dinas hayam, srichin sheyem of neno nechtav, for neno nechtam. Even though two bring it, still we need the takana. Alma le rabasi, alma yatim so, reishi betoni shnayim of neno nechtav, yetmer for neno nechtam, possible. If you do machshir, that if you get yetzim dachas yedei shnei posel, you want to tell me even by two? So shnei pasti rabban, the bottom says posel. Omelayin, yes, like we said before. Zim nashche di yasir v'kama, he's sitting there saying, if you get yetzim dachas yedei eidei chasim akosher. Even if the get comes out from one eidei chasim, it's still kosher. Why? Because two people brought it here. So if so, Alma, you seek so, Hashem, if you'll give him to this a yom, ain't so, Hashem, if you'll give him to this a nechtem. When two shlichim bring the get, we do not need this takona. Alma, le rabasi, le miyatim, so, reishi, the toni, shnai, yom, if you'll give him to this a nechtem, posel, to have you the machshir, time you tell him he need only because the ain't get you to this a nechtem. two of them are not the shluchim. For yet Yotzim Dachas Dei Shneim, but two of them would be the shliach, shluchim, Machshir Rabbanim. The Rabbanim would say it's kosher. Or Malayin, yes. Was in Loya Matla, okay, sometimes you didn't tell me this. Or Malay, yes, we shle Tomet. This is the tank, don't move it, this is the locha. That's the locha where two shluchim bring a get, you do not need before a nechtum, before a nechtum.
You have holden daf yud zayin nomer aleph. Again, from the top two dafs, we'll start over again. Echad oimer b'fonai nichtov, u'shnayim oimer b'foneinu nechtam is kosher. That's what the end of our Mishnah says, that according to everybody, if you have one person is only saying b'fonai nichtov, and two of them are saying b'fonai nechtam, so it's kosher. Here there are no gzeros. So Gemara says like this, Omar Rebbe Ami, Omar Rebbe Yechanan, Loishonu, this was only learned, Ele Shahaget Yoitze Mitachas Yad Eit Siva. That the get, the Shliach, is the one that says before Nechtov. So the Shliach said before Nechtov, we believe him like two. That's what the Koros HaKol means, that we believe a Shliach. Therefore the Gemara says, the Nasa Kishnayim Alzeh, U Kishnayim Alzeh. The reason why it's kosher over here, because you have two on the Ksiva, since the Shliach is Nemon, and then you have two Eidim saying before Nechtov. Even though they are not shluchim, but you have two, so therefore it's still like you have two and two, therefore it's kosher. What would be? Let's say the shliach is from the two, one of the two. That is saying the fonai nechtam. So it comes out, then it will be possible. Why? Because the shliach did not say the fonai nechtav. All we have is just one eidechot, he's not neman. So Gemara says, Alma, what do we see from this? We see from this pshat that Ksavri holds Shnayim Sheviyu get from Medina Sayom. When two shluchim bring a get from Medina Sayom, the loch is Tzurichin Sheyoimru b'foneinu nechtam b'foneinu nechtam. The din is that they have to say b'foneinu nechtam b'foneinu nechtam. We still have the takana. Therefore, even though two shluchim came and brought a get, since both of them were the one that said b'foneinu nechtam, but on the b'foneinu nechtam there's only one, so therefore it's possible. Because we still have the takona, we have to hear b'fonai nechtav and b'fonai nechtam from both the shluchim. Here the shluchim only said b'fonai nechtam, not b'fonai nechtav, therefore it's possible. So Omulei Rabasi said it back, Ela Meyativ, so, Reisha Diktoni, Reisha, the beginning of our Mishnah that says, Shnayim Oimer b'fonainu nechtav, when two of them say that they saw the Ksivas Aget. The Yechad Oimer b'fonai nechtam, and one said b'fonai nechtam is possible. It's possible because we don't have the same shliach saying both b'fonai nechtam and b'fonai nechtam. They're two different people here. But Rabbi Yehuda Machshir, Rabbi Yehuda says no, it's kosher. V'yafilu get yoytze mitachas shidei shneim pasli rabbonim. Now you want to say even though we're talking about that the two shluchim here, still the rabbonim say it's possible. Now the Reisha says again that Shnayim Oimer b'fonainu nechtav, two shluchim came and said b'fonai nechtav. But since both of them did not say b'fonai nechtav, we only have a third aid saying b'fonai nechtav, that's why it's possible. Omalayin, yes, it's taka true. In other words, we take hold that even though two shluchim are bringing the get, still we have the takona, we have to hear b'fonai nechtav from both of them. We have to hear at least one shliach say both. If we don't hear one shliach say both, it's possible according to the Rabbonim. Because we're going now, Shnayim Sheviyu has to say before Nechtov. And Rabbi Yehuda argues in this and says, no, that here it doesn't make any Gzeira Oslech Lufay. Because we have an Eidechot saying on the Chsima, and here we have two Eidim saying on the Chsiva, therefore it would not come Oslech Lufay, Rabbi Yehuda says it's kosher. But according to this Pshat, even when Tushlu can bring it, still they have to say before Nechtov and before Nechtov. And the Gemara says, Zimdin, once it happened, Ashkechei, they found the Yosef, he was sitting with Koma saying it over. The Afilu get Yoytzi Matachash, Yidei Eidei Chasima Kosher. That no. Well, so this Pshat, we're talking about that the Eidei Chasima, two of them that said before Nechtam, they were the Shluchim. But it comes out, the one that said before Nechtam, he was not a Shliach, he's only an Eidechot. Still, they say it's Kosher. So the question is, why is it Kosher? We don't have a Shliach telling us before Nechtam. The Alma we see, Ksava, this sheet holds that Shnayim Sheviyu get, since we have two shluchim bringing the get, Medina Sayom, that the law is ain't tzurich and shiyermu before neino nechta before neino nechtam. There's no takana now to say before neino nechta before neino nechtam. For us we're talking about now la'achas shalomdu zechutz only gzeira shem yachadol v'kukuloi. And that we say when two shlichim bring a get, it's a milsad l'shchiach. Since it's a milsad l'shchiach l'gozabei rabbonin, we do not need the takana before neino nechtam. Before neino nechtam. Therefore, even though there's only one eight saying before neino nechtam, still it's kosher. Even though he's not the shliach. But the pshat is, we don't need this takana altogether when we have two shluchim. This the Gemara says, Amalei Rabbi Yosi, Amalei Rabbi Asi, Elam Nayatis. So, Reisha, the beginning of the Mishnah, the Tana that says, Shnayim Oimer Befoneinu Nichtav. Two Eidim say Befoneinu Nichtav. V'yechad Oimer one says Befoneinu Nichtav is possible. Here it's possible. For Rabbi Yehuda Mach, Rabbi Yehuda says it's kosher. So why is it possible? Time you're going to have to tell me. Talking about now, who are the shluchim here? Not the two that say before nechtav, but rather the one that says before nechtam. He's the one that's the shliach. Therefore, since there's only one shliach here, we have the takana. We have to hear before nechtam, and here we don't have it. So Morzadiyak ho get yoytzei mitachas yedei shneim. But let's say no, the two shluch. If there'll be two shluchim, then machshir rabbanan. Then rabbanan would say it's kosher. Even though you only have one on the other Haggadah. So Amaleh, he said back in, yes, stack it true. At this chart we're saying now, when two shluchim bring a get, we do not need the takana of before Nechtav. So yes, back, I was him that sometimes Le'amatlonhof, he did not tell me like this. Amaleh, he said back to him, Mishinoh, yes, Adi Shalai Tomut. This is a peg that will not move. In other words, this is the halacha, like the last lesson we just said, that the halacha is when two shluchim bring a get, we do not need the takana before the nechta, before the nechta. Now the Mishnah says like this, Nichtav b'yoyim v'nechtam b'yoyim. If the get was written and signed the same day, or else b'layla v'nechtam b'layla, it was written and signed the same night, or else b'layla v'nechtam b'yoyim, the get was written at night time and signed the next day, it's kosher, it's all kosher, because it's all the same day. Even though you have to have a zman in the get, this is all called one zman. What about though by yom, the get was written by daytime, the nechtam balayla, it was first signed at nighttime, that's considered like the next day, then it's possible, because this is considered the shtar muktam. Like if you read the shtar, the date is written from the daytime, and really the shtar first takes place when the eidim sign, which is at night the next day, therefore it's possible. Rabbi Shimon Machsha, Rabbi Shimon says, no, still it's kosher. Why? Shoye Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon used to say, Kol ha-gitin she-nichtavu ba-yoyim. Any get that was written at daytime. V'nechtamu ba-layla when assigned that night is psulim. As all shtoris, he agrees it's possible there's a psul of muktam, of a get being written beforehand. Chutz mi-gitin oshim, but excluding gitin oshim. Ba-gitin oshim, he holds, Rashi says, the lav le-gavayna avidom, it's not meant to collect money for it. It's mainly meant just to bring a proof that she's megareshes. Therefore, Shimon knows that by Gitei Noshim, there's no psul, even though the get was written today and signed at night time, still it's kosher. And we'll see more about this machlokes in the Gemara. So the Gemara says like this, Itma we learned, Mipnei ma tiknu zman v'gitin. What's the reason why the Chachamim were misakin that in every get isha, you have to have a zman, you have to have the date when the get was written. So Gemara says, Rabbi Yechonin Omar, Mishum basach hoisei. The Rashi really speaks out that since the shtar of a get is not meant to collect money with, so for what purpose do we have to know when exactly the get was written? So Rabbi Yechon says the reason is Mishum Basa Choysei. Basa Choysei means we're afraid that a man married his niece, his brother's daughter, and what happened is maybe she has nus, she lived with another man after they were married. So really it comes out that his wife is Chayiv Misa. He'll have Rachmanis on her, he'll have mercy on her, because his wife is his niece. Therefore, he won't want to have her be killed. So what will he do? He'll go fast and write her a get and give her a get. So she's brought to Besdin. When Aiden come and say that she had this nus, she'll take out her get and say that she was megareshes already from before. So therefore, the Chum had to be mistaken that no, we have to have the zman, the date of the day when the get is written. Therefore, if they first write the get today, he can't give it to her, and she'll be able to say like she had the get from before, because they'll see the date. So that's Rabbi Yechonin's reason. Resh Lakish Shom Resh Lakish says, Mishum Peris. That the loch is that the husband eats the peris of his wife, Nichsim Alug, when they get married, if she brings in property. Mishum Peris is like this.
that the locker is, the husband has the right to eat the peris, the fruits, like the grow off the property of his wife. That's called nichsem alug, the property that she brings in after they get married. So from that property, even though she owns it, the husband has the right to eat the peris, the fruits that grow off it. So let's say the husband ate the peris and even sold them, and now the wife comes and complains and says, listen, he sold my peris even after I got a get, and she wants to receive the money back, the peris back. So we have to know exactly when does the husband, when is he supposed to stop eating the peris, that the wife has a good complaint that says he still took it afterwards and she wants it back. So therefore we have to know the date when the get was written. So that's the machlekes of Yochanan and Reish Lakish. So the Gemara says now, Reish Lakish, my time of the Yomek Rabbi Yochanan, why doesn't Reish Lakish agree to Rabbi Yochanan's time Mishambat HaChoysoi? So the Gemara says, Omaloch,